I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A massive hailstorm that hit the Pikes Peak region yesterday injured more than a dozen people and prompted the closure of the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, where two birds were killed and other animals injured. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, yesterday's storm is just the latest of several damaging severe weather events for South Central Colorado.
Officials at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo say the hail was the size of a baseball and that it came without warning. Meteorologist Pamela Evenson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says hail is to be expected during the summer months in Colorado.
But the kind of large hail that we had, of course, is a bit unusual, thankfully.
Evenson encourages residents to finish any outdoor activities before noon on days when storms are in the forecast, as rain tends to start in the early afternoon for southern Colorado. And when large hail is in the forecast,
get your car in the garage. Just make sure that you have a good, sturdy place to go if you're outside and you see a storm approaching.
A representative from USAA says the agency received close to 8,000 insurance claims for hail damage from the storm as of this afternoon. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
The National Weather Service is predicting severe weather today, again, including large hail, as conditions are similar to yesterday. Severe weather is also in the forecast tomorrow, but things should begin to dry out a little bit for Thursday and Friday. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.